another question.
I would just urge you to continue that Congresswoman King would weigh in, but since the Army Corps is a federal agency, it's very important that you get Senator King, Senator Collins, and Congressman Bolton, and Congresswoman Pingree in a joint effort, just like we have us. In reference to Representative Kruger said, the Department of Transportation, you know, does come under, you know, state purview, so if we did draft something, we could attack it from that. But we may run into a separation of powers issue with the Army Corps, so it's very important to have your four federal representatives engaged, and I would ask the team to really get on them about that and join this collective effort, because then the Army Corps can't say, well, we have, you know, you don't have any authority over us. Well, these two senators and congressmen and women do.
Right.
And part of this is political and part of it is environmental. And, you know, the political part can drive it sometimes because of this sentiment. You have the people on your side, and certainly we have the resources, people that make their living. So I would just encourage everyone to contact your senators and congresswomen, just like you contacted us, to tell them that they need to intervene, you know, and act as soon as possible.
And just quickly, remember, a few years ago, the sign that said being the way life should be came down, and open for business went up. And attacks were made on solar and wind and in-stream tidal flow power generation, and support was given for any fossil fuel generation and that attitude, even in this time, because of certain factors. What politicizes something like DEP is an appointment to its head. This is what takes all these things out of the realm of the scientists and gives power to certain individuals, and you need to be talking to them. Just like Jeff was talking, you need to be talking to the chief executive of this state and expressing his pleasure, because those commissioners, as you've seen lately, if you don't like, as commissioners, if you disagree with the chief executive in the state, you're out of here. You're threatened, your budget's threatened, everything is by fiat now. So you better make sure you're talking to that guy, because anything the commissioner, and we've got two involved in this right now, anything they're doing is driven by the governor, and he thinks that's the way life should be in Maine.
Okay,